With the federal election only 9 days away, we're hearing a lot of talk from the major political parties and their leaders, but not a lot on certain issues relating to Canadian seniors, issues like pension reform. We Act, or Women Elders in Action, released the policy paper, Pensions in Canada, Policy Reform Because Women Matter, in 2004. According to the report, public pension reform is necessary to reduce poverty among Canadian seniors, especially for women over 65. Bernice Guerin is a member of We Act. She was a city councillor in Maple Ridge and has been active in women's and other community issues for a number of years. She joins me now by phone. Hi, Bernice.
Hi.
According to We Act's report, more than 40% of women over the age of 65 who live alone live in poverty. Why are such a large percentage of women over 65 poor?
Oh, there's a variety of reasons. One of them mainly being that women traditionally earn much less money on the job than what men do, and so their pensions are smaller if they're eligible for pension. Two, those ones who may have been eligible for pension during their working years oftentimes have to take time off for caregiving, for children, for handicapped children. The issue on children has now been resolved. They can pick up credits for that. But for caring for older parents, certainly for caring for aging spouses, as we know, women live longer than men, and so they're in that position and they're not receiving credits for that period of time, and it seriously affects their pension. And we know that 63% or more of women in the workforce don't have any kind of private pension, that they don't have any kind of company pension or private pension to kick in, even though we have masses of women working in the healthcare industry and other unionized facilities that certainly have done wonders for those women that are working there. A larger proportion of our women have no public pension to fall back on.
And it does often depend if you're a low-income worker, you're very likely to be a low-income senior.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Women, we know that. Our pension is based on what we earn, and the low-income workers definitely low-income and of course, part-time income. And we know that women oftentimes share jobs in order to compensate their needs in their home lives, and all of those issues make a difference in their pensions. And they end up at the low end of the economic scale, certainly, as they get older.
What are some of the reforms on public pensions that We Act would like to see to help reduce poverty?
Well, one of them is to have a good look at that low-income cutoff and make sure that people aren't being taxed on anything that is less than that, less than that amount of money. Assure that women get some credits for their caregiving time that they put in. Also, there's an unfairness when a spouse dies, the amount of the spouse's pension is reduced by about 60%. And the women who live in their own homes and may in fact still be caring for an aging parent in their own homes because people are living longer, they're left with less money to live on, less money than the expectation for when they were married and both receiving pensions, or the husband was receiving the pension. And when the husband dies, if both parties were collecting pension, the husband's pension can be reduced even more. There's a ceiling on it, even more than the 60%. It really drops drastically for some women. Like, for instance, if you had two people that fished together for years and they were both collecting the pension, there's a ceiling on the two amounts together, which is not right. Both people have paid in, and they should be able to receive their full amount. But if they, if the spouse dies, as I said, and the woman is getting 60% of that under normal circumstances, but they've both been receiving pensions, they may put a ceiling on it that gives them a lot less money to deal with.
And as women live longer, this usually does affect
more
women than.
Yes, it does.
Not all residents are eligible for full old age security, and you have some recommendations on that?
Well, The old age security is paid out to people that are Canadian citizens. Well, we have a lot of people from other countries that have come in that we've honored them and said, yes, we want you as a Canadian citizen, and then we don't give them anything to live on. And these people come in and they have to be here 10 years before they get anything, and what they get is 25% of the income, which would be around $100. This is on your old age benefits. When they've been here 20 years, they might get $200. By the time they've been here 30 years and they came to us as senior citizens, there's not much time left to spend all of this great portion of $300 that they might get. It's atrocious. It's a shame on our system. I mean, why would we invite people to come here to live, make them seniors, and then treat them so badly? It leaves them open for abuse from their families, who would get tired of them having no money and having to support them, and not just tired of it, but just can't do it themselves, can't support these people. They have no way of living, and so we're recommending that they be eligible. I mean, we have so few that come in. And the reason they're here, people say, well, you know, they haven't worked here, they haven't done anything. And we're saying, my goodness, they've sent their family here. I mean, they don't come on their own. They usually come when the family's here. They've sent their family here to work and to put money into our old age security pensions. They've raised that family in their own country. And we're honored to get them, and we should certainly support them while they're here.
Do you think that pension reform is getting enough political attention?
It never gets enough attention until it's being dealt with. You know, we act is out there, and seniors groups are out there promoting these changes that we're attempting to put forth. But we will not get enough attention to it until it's dealt with.
What are some of the other issues that you would like to see more prominent for seniors in this election campaign?
I think that they have to take a good look at the diminishing health care for seniors, and have a good look at the fact that we've lost things like subsidized eyeglasses and hearing aids and dentures, and there's no preventative dental work at all for seniors, which is just as important in seniors as it is with children to their health. We've lost any of the housing. We're very poor on any kind of low income housing, especially here in British Columbia. That it just hasn't been happening at all. There's no dollars going into it. We've lost money in the transportation system. We need to upgrade the systems that we have in place, and the handy dart, etc. They need. They need to have new buses, more buses. There's a whole number of issues that we need to look at. Programs for seniors. I mean, seniors can't be left without programs any more than young people can. And in various areas, that isn't happening. We're very fortunate in some of the more urbanized areas where we have a good volunteer base and a good base within the community that maybe can support some of these things. But other than that, we're running low on financing for them. Programs, any kind of programs for seniors are always cut, and yet we know that we have people living longer all the time.
How would you recommend that seniors get more active in fighting for some of these issues?
Well, the ones that do have senior centers or do have active groups within their community, certainly join them and work with them if they're able to. Every little contribution helps, and some people can help in different ways. They have different wisdoms that they bring with them. In the 411 Senior Center downtown, WEACT is a very, very strong group and a hardworking group with a hardworking leader. And we've done a lot of things on the pension issues. There's also other senior groups down there that are working equally hard. If there isn't one in the center that one belongs to, then they should talk about it and see if they can't get some political active going forward in those groups, and political in the sense that you're going after what you need to be a healthy senior in this day and age.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me this morning.
Well, thank you for talking to us, and for any of the active women in the Vancouver area that are interested in WEACT, if they contact the 411 Centre on Dunsmuir and ask to get through to Jan Westland, I'm sure that they can get some further information on getting ahead for seniors.
And I do have that number, so I will give that out.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. I've been speaking with Bernice Gehring of WEACT, Women Elders in Action. WEACT meets at the 411 Senior Centre at 411 Dunsmuir in Vancouver. And if you want more information, the number is 604-684-8171, or you can also go to 411seniors.bc.ca.